This is Rojo Lander speaking, and that's their prescription. We have come by the mercy of God to the end of another year, and stand at the threshold of a new year with all of its uncertainties. We know not what any of the over 360 days may bring, or even what one of the 24 hours in each of these days may bring us of joy or sorrow, of pleasure or of pain. Let us read a few verses of what is generally considered the oldest book in the Bible. We turn to the 32nd chapter of the book of Job, beginning of verse 6. And Elihu, the son of Barachiel, the Buzite, answered and said, I am young, and ye are very old. Therefore I was afraid, and durst not show you mine opinion. I said, Days should speak, and multitude of years should keep wisdom. But there is a strength in man, and the inspiration of the Almighty giveth him understanding. Great men are not always wise, neither do the aged understand judgment. Therefore I said, Hearken to me, I also will show mine opinion. Behold, I waited for your word. I gave ear to your reason, that you think I sought to say. Yea, I appealed unto you, and behold, there was none of you that convinced Job or that answered his word. We heard the words of Elijah in answering the three friends of Job who had tried to convince him that his great suffering had come as a result of his sins. Elijah was a young man, and so was hesitant in answering Job's friends who were much older than he. We will especially consider the seventh verse. I said, they should speak, and multitude of years should keep wisdom. Our subject today is the voice of the ear, or the teaching of time. What do we learn from the multitude of days of years which are past? We may well ask ourselves, have we been dull students under the teaching of time? Elihu said that great men are not always wise, and that the aged were not always wise in their judgment. What does the voice of the years teach us? And what do we learn from time that will help us in the new year that sooner or that soon we shall enter? First, the years instruct us as to the past. We learn that the past is irrevocable. It can never be altered or amended, regardless of how much we might desire to be so. We must say to Pontius Pilate, what I have written, I have written, and it cannot be erased. Listen, friends, do you look with pride or regret upon what you have written in the year almost closed? Surely the years teach us the music will have done much differently if we had the wisdom that we now have, or if we have listened to the wisdom that had been offered to us in the past, and which we defiantly refused. How often the young will not receive wisdom, thinking that they possess more wisdom than their mature teachers. Much of the book of Proverbs is written to teach wisdom, as indicated in the following verses. The Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel, to know wisdom and instruction, to receive words of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom, to give prudence to the simple, to the young man knowledge and discretion. The years should also teach us of our own frailty and insufficiency. How often have we failed during the year? Perhaps we are coming to see that we are weaker than we thought, as our attainments have been far below our ambitions. Have we learned that our sufficiency must be from God? One other thing as to the past, the years teach us of the great mercy, love, and faithfulness of our God. In the book of Deuteronomy, one of the key words is remember. God, through Moses, continually called up the people to remember that they had been bondmen in Egypt, and that the Lord had redeemed them. They were also to remember their failures, their departure from God, and the sad results. Finally, he says, remember the days of old, consider the years of many generations. Ask thy father, and he will show thee, thy elders, and they will tell thee. In other words, God would have them learn from the experiences of the past, that they might avoid repeating the former mistakes, and that they might have greater confidence in the protecting and providing care of God. The hymn writer Addison beautifully expresses the fact that, for all thy virtues, O my God, my rising soul survey, transported with the view and lost in wondrous love and praise. And number comfort to my soul, thy tender care bestowed, before my infant heart can see the whence these comforts flowed. Him in the slippery paths of youth, with heedless steps I ran, thine arm unseen conveyed me safe, and led me up to man. When worn with sickness, oft hast thou with health renewed my faith, and when in sin and sorrow sunk, revived my soul with grace. Through every period of my life, thy goodness I'll pursue, and soon above, with glory crowned, the blessed theme in me. To all eternity, it be a joyful song I'll raise, with all eternity sweet death, to utter all thy praise. But not only do the years teach us lessons from the past, but in the second place, the years instruct us as to the present. We should in the present profit from the mistakes and failures of the past. This is what it will all teach which believers must be. For example, the book of Judges is largely a succession of cycles of fathers. Departure from God, the embracing of idolatry, God's judgment in permitting them to be conquered by the nations round about, during affliction and hardship, the crying to God in his presence, God hearing their prayer and raising up a deliverer, enjoyment of the favor of God, and then, in due time, a repetition of the cycle. But before condemning that nation too severely, how many of us have done much the same thing more than once? Next, we should be instructed to trust more fully in the wisdom, grace, and power of God. We have seen him work in the past, our faith in him should be the greater in facing present problems. Then he will instruct us to invest the present moment for God. Paul exhorts us to redeem the time, which means we should buy up the opportunities at each moment and invest them for God. We must learn the value of the present moment. Many people do not know how to spell the word now. One has well written, concerning the responsibilities of today, that today is added to our time. Yet by any thing that glides away, how soon shall we be past our time? For here, alas, is yesterday, gone into eternity. There every day in pain appears, tomorrow, all can never be, if we could live 1,000 years. Our time is all today. The same may change, and while it flies, you still small voice, the moment say, today, revive. There is an ancient custom, we are told, of putting an hourglass in the coffin of the dead, signifying the time had run out for that person, a useless notification, surely. It is much better to put the hourglass in the hands of every living person, until then the brain's guiding steady light, soon all will be gone. And most truly the years teach us that righteousness is possible even in this life. We've all seen examples of it, perhaps in our own lives. We have seen that time teaches us as to the past and the present. In the third and last place, we will see that the years instruct us as to the future. They speak eloquently of the past of the future, the immediate and the remote future. The immediate future lies in the year before, and those that shall follow it. The remote future is that which lies beyond time, eternity. The years, as well as the word of God, teach us that time affects eternity, that the remote future is determined in time. The Bible makes very clear that there are but two abodes in eternity, heaven with indescribable joy and blessedness, and hell with equally indescribable woe and wretchedness. James Montgomery thus expresses the fact in verse, eternity, that boundless, timeless sea, of mystery, the mystery, that is, intelligence to me. Infinite bliss by living, world past, world present, world to be, the fullness of felicity, these are intelligence to me. Two voices from eternity, a voice from heaven comes down to me, a voice from hell breaks boldly, life, death, all man, and happy be. The abyss is moved, even the last cries flee, the hated son, and love cries too, but God of earth prepared for thee, who died by own eternity. Let us remember that God loves this single day, and sent his beloved son into it, that by his redemptive work for us upon the cross, all who will believe in him will be saved, and spared from going to the hell, for sins be saved, and be assured of eternity in heaven. But we must accept this wonderful Savior before we step out of time into eternity. Now is the day of salvation. Tomorrow may be too late. We urge you to receive him this moment if you have not already done so. Then will you be sure of a happy new year and a happy eternity. We close with a short poem by Horatius Banner entitled Eternity Unchanging. Days come and go, in joy or woe, days go and come, in endless sun. Only the eternal days shall come but never go, only the eternal tide shall never ebb but flow. O long eternity, my soul goes forth to thee. This is George Orlando speaking. We wish all of our listeners a very happy new year, and it will be such if your trust is in the Lord Jesus Christ. Please remain tuned for announcements to follow.